with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. If you've missed the first two segments, now's the time to sit up in bed and take a listen to this, because we have found a cool new joint in West Michigan. Probably not that new. New to the Grilling Guys. It's called Long Road Distillers, and the founder and partner, John O'Connor, is with us here in the studio. We asked him to stay over another segment because he brought four different liquors, and we'd only tried two. So
it really gets us, we're mooches, it gets us a free drink.
Right, exactly. So
now, here's the truth of it is, what Jop and I love to do is discover businesses. I think we're entrepreneurs, and we both own multiple businesses, and it's hard. It's not an easy thing to do. I've been in your establishment. I was in there a month ago, and I was shocked at how cool it was inside your retail location and how far you guys had come in a year. So hats off to you. That's I mean, I'm in awe of anybody that can pull that off, honestly.
Well, thank you very much. It was taking a 130-year-old building and turning it into what it is today was a pretty difficult effort. So.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. What is it today? If somebody's going to Long Road, what are they going to find when they walk in the door?
Well, we have an 8,000 square foot building. We're right next to the Mitten Brewing Company, and we took a building used to be owned by the Sevens family. It's not Sevens Paint. It was the brother to the guy that founded Sevens Paint.
No kidding.
Cornelius was
nice.
His name. And it was a dry goods store. It had been a bunch of weird things over the years, and we took this kind of
tight. A lot of history in those old buildings.
Oh, a lot. There was a Harley dealer in the 60s and the 70s. I think most recently, before we bought it, it might have been a front for a money laundering operation. but we took this tired old building and turned it into something special. We put two big, beautiful stills in there, all on display right behind glass so the public can see it. We're fully transparent about what we do. We want people to come to tour, to taste, to see what we do, to ask questions, to learn about what goes into making good spirits. And then on the other side of the glass, though, is our tasting room. We have an 80-seat cocktail bar. When we started this, we wanted to make world-class spirits, and we wanted to have the best cocktail bar in West
Okay,
Michigan.
Time out. Now, see, we promote microbrews all the time, and right. One of the complaints I hear from guys all the time is, my wife doesn't really like beer. So it's time to pay her back and bring her in for something nice that she likes, something that fits her palate. You're not making rum yet, are you?
Nope. We might not make rum. We're going to make we're working on developing another spirit. You can only make rum from sugarcane, and not a lot of sugarcane fields here in West Michigan.
So no.
We're working on a few other things to maybe.
Well, there's a commitment though. I mean, check that out. He wants all local ingredients, as he mentioned earlier, and if we can't source it local, we'll make something else.
Yeah, but just think about how many times you've had friends, you want to go to a microbrewery, and some of the people are just like, you know, I'm a whiskey guy, or I'm a vodka person, or I'm a gin head, you know?
And there we got cocktails for everybody. I guarantee you come down, you bring your wife, your partner down there, and we're gonna have something on the menu you like.
And you're serving only the stuff you make.
Yep, we're a manufacturer of spirits, so that requires that we can only serve things that we produce. We also have a winemaker's license, not because I want to be a winemaker, but because you want a good martini, you need a little vermouth in it. So I gotta have some wine to craft my own vermouth with.
And guess who they work with?
Yeah.
Your good friends at Fen Valley there.
There you go.
Surprise.
It's a circle.
Right, yeah.
what are we tasting right here?
Here we got a little gin. This is our 6 botanical gin. So we use 100% red winter wheat base, then redistill it with our different botanicals. We use juniper. All gin has to have juniper. Coriander, cardamom, pink peppercorns, grains of paradise, and then we actually use fresh lemon peel. So a lot of gins will use dry.
What are grains of paradise?
It's a traditional brewing spice. It's sort of peppery. It also has a little bit of blueberry notes that come out of it when you do a distillation of it.
So it's always so cool when we get these guys in here that really
you
know
don't,
their craft.
Yeah, you don't know what goes into this stuff.
They can discern these flavor hints that are in there that none of us would ever know until he tells you.
And everybody thinks of juniper when they think of gin. And it's like, oh, there's juniper berries in there.
Yeah, it tastes like drinking a pine tree. I don't want to drink that, right?
Well, we don't use any bittering roots in our gin either. So a lot of gins have these angelica or orris root in it, which accentuates the kind of astringent pine flavors. we don't use those bittering roots, so it lets the juniper kind of have woods and cedar notes. And we actually we fresh peel lemons. Last time we did a lemon fraction, we did 120 pounds of lemons we hand peeled.
Okay, he just took his first drink of that gin. I want his take on that.
Speechless, man. It's fabulous.
Is that smooth?
Well, everything so far is just like really smooth.
It's almost like milky or something. I mean, it doesn't have that sandy, gritty bitterness to it, and it's because you don't put bitters in it, I think, is
no,
the
no
difference.
Bittering roots. It lets the more woodsy notes and the citrus flavors.
I think you're putting
forward.
A lubricant in there is what you're doing.
It'll lube you up at 90 proof, brother. You'll be lubed.
I think there's some Pennzoil in this stuff right here.
Yeah. Wow. Very good. So traditional gin and tonic?
Gin martinis?
Do,
yeah, gin martinis is a great mixing gin. It's a great, people for a long time asked me what my favorite cocktail was. I said I like to drink the gin neat. But you come down a long road, though. We do some fun stuff with cocktails, too. We actually have gin and tonic on draft. So we take our gin. We make
a keg of gin and tonic.
Yep. And so it comes off the draft line just like a beer pour. So it'll be the best gin and tonic you ever had with our own proprietary tonic syrup that we created.
I think it'd be a shame to put tonic in this.
I think on a hot day like today, it'd be a great thing to do.
Or maybe a little lemonade.
Big old tall tumbler of ice. Mm-hmm. Put that in there with a big squeeze of lime. You probably don't even need the lime, but this is cool stuff.
Very
John.
Unique.
Very cool.
And you've got four different spirits.
Right now, I brought four with me today. We have about, I think, that we've created so far is about 13 spirits we've labeled and packaged.
No kidding.
We have five in distribution currently throughout the state of Michigan, so any retail.
So what's the other one?
Vodka, gin, aquavit, wheat whiskey, and Wendy peppercorn, which is the world's first pink peppercorn flavored vodka. It's 101 proof, super fun.
Wow.
It's floral, spicy, kind of berry-like.
And you can pick this stuff up at any of the major supermarkets. You mentioned Meijer, your local liquor stores like Siciliano's.
Yep. All the local restaurant groups. The law says I can't tell you where I'm at, but you can ask around. We have a Spirits Finder on our Facebook page.
I know for a fact that if you go down and see Steve Siciliano, he's going to hook you up with these guys because Siciliano's has everything good.
Yes.
So just go to Siciliano's. It's a no-brainer.
Yep.
And then hit Sobeys when you're done. Grab some steaks. Day's done.
Yeah.
Your weekend's complete.
Yeah.
Get in the kayak and go for a cruise then, right?
Yeah. Ooh. Whoa.
Ouch. That kayak just went right over my back. Yeah.
Oh, hey, let's get everybody prepped for feeding a summer party job.
Okay.
I think one of the first things you got to do when you're getting a summer party going, other than going down to Long Road, is get an accurate count of how many people you got coming, because that's going to have a lot to do with how you prep, because buying the right stuff, getting the right quantities is a big deal.
You know what? Last night, Michelle says, hey, Jop, we're going up north Saturday to a party on a lake.
And I'm we're like, already at that phase in the relationship?
Right, yeah.
She's telling you?
Yeah, exactly. So she tells me, and she goes, and they want you to cook. Freaking surprise, right?
And her family reunion?
Yeah, no, it's just a bunch of friends. But she goes, I said, well, how many people are going to be there? She's like, well, how do I know? And I said, well, if I'm cooking for them, I got to know, right?
No,
I'm not going to bring up 8 burgers and feed 30 people. I'm not going to bring up 30 burgers and have a bunch of them left over.
You can't have 2 fish and a loaf of bread.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So big point.
Yeah. The other thing is storage equipment. When you're having a group over, you're always going to have like a surge of food, and you got to keep those temperatures down. This time of year, I mean, we're outside in the backyard all the time playing volleyball or at the pool. I only have a little fridge in the pool house.
Right.
So you got to have coolers, and I recommend the 5-day coolers because that ice just goes so quickly. And what you don't want to take a chance on is a temperature rise above the safety zone, right? 41 degrees, we want to keep everything below that. The other thing is, it might sound a little weird, but having some nice safety gloves, having some food prep gloves, here's one thing. You can take them off instead of washing your hands a million times and chuck them.
Right.
The other thing is, when people see you handling the food with gloves on, they feel good about the food.
They absolutely do. And you can go to Gordon Food Service, for example.
Go to Meijer.
You can buy a box, 100 of them for $4.
You can go to Meijer and get the nitrile gloves right in the pharmacy department.
Yep.
The other thing you really have to have, is a ThermoPen.
Right. Right. We just keep pushing that, but temperature monitoring and
temperature control is
a big deal.
You don't know if you're safe or unsafe without a good, accurate read.
Right.
ThermoPen's the only way to go. American company, right out of Utah, do it.
Right.
We got all kinds of stuff coming up, but we're going to hit sliders, brats, all the stuff for a party coming up. And
John O'Connor, Long Road Distillery. Thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Give us a, everybody give a shout out. What's your address and website?
537 Leonard Street Northwest, just a few blocks west of 131, longroaddistillers.com. Get us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those good things.
Longroaddistillers.com, yeah. All you need to know.
Fabulous. Don't miss that one, guys. You want to go check this place out. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's sliders, butts, and all done right in your loin when we get back.